Okay, we saw in the Mishnah on the top of Pei Bov and Aleph. So this is a Mishnah that's actually been quoted previously, and it has some fundamentals in it which we'll discuss today. Shloshi Gittim Psulim. Alright, there are three Gittim that are Psulim v'nisait. But if a woman marries with such a get, Hablad Kasher, the children are born of the marriage that relies on such a get, those children are Kasher. What are these three cases? Kato v'ktav yodo v'in alev edim. It's written in his handwriting. The get is written in his handwriting, and there are no edim signed on the get. Yeshulav edim, on the other hand, another get is where it's signed by edim, ve'ilzman, but it's not dated. That's the second get. The third get is yeshulzman, it has a date on it, ve'ilzman ella ed echad, and only has one signatory to it. Harayim shlosha gitim psulim, these three gitim are psulim, v'mnisei tablad kasher. And again, if she gets married with such a get, the offspring of the second marriage are kasherim. Rabbi Lezer Omer, now this is Rabbi Lezer, the famous Shita of Rabbi Lezer, that believes that Ede Mesira are Kartim. Apo Pisha in Alav Edim, Elish not Alav Ben Edim, Kasher. Even if there are no Edim signed on such a get, but he gave it in front of Edim, it's a Kasher get. The Gova Minichasim Shubadim, and you're able to then take, she's able to make a claim against encumbered property to get her Ksuba paid out. Sheina Edim Chotmim Alav Get, Elav Ben Tikkun Alav. The only reason that there are signatories to a get, according to Rabbi Lezer, is because to have a tikkun olam in case the Eidei Mesira pass away, and then there'll be no way to verify or validate the get. So we have signatories on the get so that we can validate the get with those signatories if the Eidei Mesira are not available. So the first thing to deal with over here is who's the author of the Mishnah. We know who the author of the second half of the Mishnah is, Rabbi Lazar. Who is the Tana Kama? So Rashi goes out of his way here to point out that this Tana is not like Rabbi Meir. Who's Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir is the Baal Pukta of Rabbi Lazar. Right? Rabbi Meir is one who believes that Eida Eichat that you need the signatories on the get, they're the ones that make the get valid. So Rashi says this can't be Rabbi Meir over here, because Rabbi Meir believes, there are two things actually Rabbi Meir believes, one we just saw a couple of days ago, which is, anybody who changes the topos of the get that the Chachamim laid out, the offspring that results from such a get are Mamzerim. So over here is clearly someone who changed the topos of the Chachamim. He didn't date it. He didn't have it signed by two people. He did something. In each of these instances, he did fail to do something that the Chachamim required. Therefore, should be a Mamzer. Number two is, we know, again, that Eidei Chatzi Mekarti, according to Rabbi Meir, means there's a requirement of two Eidim to sign. Without two Eidim, you don't have a valid get. So Rashi says, you know, that this is a different Tana. You have a Tana who is not like Rabbi Meir and not like Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Meir, we just explained why it can't be the author of the Mishnah. Rabbi Lazar has mentioned the Seif of the Mishnah. He's clearly arguing on the Tana Kam of this Mishnah, so it can't be Rabbi Lazar. Tosfos argues on Rashi over an explanation of the Rishonim also. Now this Tosfos is actually not found here. It's actually found on Gimel and Bet, where we quoted this Mishnah once before. On Gimel and Bet, Tosfos explains what's the author, or that Rabbi Meir could be the author of this Mishnah. He quotes Arashi from over here, who says that Rabbi Meir is not the author of the Mishnah. He says that he disagrees. He says, number one, he says, Omer Meinum Tam, Tahafa Hainu Tam Zavlad Pasher, Tekap Hayam Mazbeya, Shagol Yipasel Avlad Bahanach Shlosha. And he says, that is the Mazbeya. The Mazbeya Chachamim is what they laid out. Just what they laid out. In this case, they said, in these three types of guests, right, the Vlad will not be a Mamzer. That is the Mazbeya that the Tavu Chachamim, and therefore even Rabbi Meir would agree in this instance that the Vlad is not the Mamzer, and the Vlad is Pasher, because that's what the Chachamim established for these types of Gittin. And therefore they were not Mishanim in Mazbeya Chachamim. This is the Matbeh Chachamim. The second thing Tosla says is that Rabbi Meir must believe that when a person writes in his own handwriting, it's the equivalent of having 1,000 or 100 Edim on the get. Meaning that when you write in your own handwriting, there are no Edim signs. Here's what validates the get. What makes it? You have to say it's the equivalent of having 100 or 1,000 Edim signed on such a get. Now what's funny is that Rashi himself, in the middle of the Rashi, quotes this sheet of Tosla's that Rabbi Meir must believe, because later on the Gemara here mentions that Rabbi Meir might be the author of this Mishnah. So then there's a little line in Rashi that says, well, according to that opinion that Rabbi Meir is the author, it must be that when you sign it, when you write the get in your own handwriting, it's as if 100 Edim are signed. The Bach points out that he thinks it's wrong. He thinks that this was added later into Rashi. Basically, it was lifted out of Tosfos. It's the answer from Tosfos, and they said it was placed into Rashi, in the middle of Rashi. And he says he really thinks this is a Haggah that was entered later on into Rashi, that became incorporated into Rashi, but was really lifted out of the Tosfos. Right, so that's the important thing again for our Mishnah. But Tosfos believes that Rabbi Meir is the author or the Tana Kama of our Mishnah. On the hand, Rashi believes that it's an alternative Tana. That's not Rabbi Meir and not Rabbi Lazar. So now into the Gemara. Betuleka, are there no more gitin that have the same type of principle, which is that you may not use such a gelachatchila, but b'diavad, if you do, the blood is kosher. Va'ika get yashan. What about get yashan? We just did this, right? A get yashan is a get that was given dated, right, prior to the time that they actually quote unquote divorced. Why? Because they were mityachid. That yichud after the time that the date on the get was found. So there it says, the Gemara says, hatam, the case of a get yashan, no teitze. That if one marries with such a get, they do not need to get divorced. In our case, in the mission over here, we say that if they get married on the premise of such divorce, the children are fine. But that doesn't mean they can stay married. They must lo teitze. Where it says, we're going to see in a minute, there's a machlokes between Rav and Levi, whether what the status of this new marriage is. Do they have to divorce, or they may stay together? According to the one in our Gemara, we're going to see in a minute, it says that you don't have to divorce in such a gidin. That's exactly the same as Get Yashan. Both the Get Yashan and the three Gitin over here do not require you to divorce if you marry with such a Get. So Gemara says, Hatam Tinase Lechatchila. By Get Yashan, a person can use such a Get and marry Lechatchila. Hakla B'diyevet. Here you only marry B'diyevet. So Gemara says, Va'ika Get Kereach. What about the also the mission we just had, which is a Get Kereach? What's a Get Kereach? There's a Get Mikushar. Remember, a Get Mikushar is a Get that needs to be folded every couple lines, and you sign in the back of each fold, you tie it up, fold it again, sign it. A Get Kereach is missing one signature on the back of one of the folds. Right? So, Hatam Avlad Mamzer, the difference, no. That's different than our mission. Over there, if you get married, what does it take a Get Kereach? And she says, Tzei Mizeh Mizeh, she has to divorce both parties, and Kol HaDrachim Ha'Yeluba, all these things apply to her. What does it mean, all these things apply to her? That both the Vladot are Mamzerim, both from both parties. So Gemara says, oh, a lot kosher. In our case, the blood is kosher. So Gemara says, Ha'ichu, the Rabbi Meir, we established over in the previous Mishnayot, who's the author of the Mishnayot, is Rabbi Meir, who says, Kol Mashanemi, Madber Shetabu Chachamim, the blood is a Mamzer. So that works according to Rabbi Meir, that there's that difference between Get Kereach and our case over here. Hello, the Rabbanon, Ma'ika the Meimar. According to the Rabbanon, what can you say? Because the Rabbanon don't believe that your blood is imams over there. So it says, Hotam Teitse, Hakalo Teitse. Over there, again, we said that they must divorce. I mean, if they married on premise of such that they should get divorced. Hakalo Teitse, here, if they got married with such a divorce, they do not need to separate. So it says, Anichalaman, the Marakalo Teitse. That makes sense, according to the one over here who says that they don't have to divorce. But there is an alternative opinion. On the Mandamar Hakalotse, over here says Teitse, then the two are equivalent. Get Kereach, in our cases over here, both require them to divorce, and the blood's not a mamzer. Ma'ik for the Meimar, Me'kushar lo kamari. Our Mishnayos are not dealing with a Get Me'kushar. Get Me'kushar was a later introduction, was a later Takanas Chachamim, and our Mishnah is dealing with Korgitin, not with a later Takanas Chachamim, but Get Me'kushar. Ma'ik for Shalom Malkus, so again, another Mishnah that we passed, which was Shalom Malkus, the requirement to write in the date of the, or the reign of the current king. So Hatam Teitze, over there by Shalom Malkus, the Mishnah requires you to divorce if you marry with such a get. Hakalot Teitze, again, in our Mishnah, you don't require that. Gemara says, Anichal, the Mandamar Hakalot Teitze. That makes sense, according to one over here in our case, who says you may not, you do have to get divorced if you marry with such a get, one of these three Gittin. Mandamar Teitze, Ma'ikal, Meimar, according to one over here, says, even in our three Gittin over here, you must divorce if you marry with such a get. What are you going to say? So Gemara says, Muki like a Rabbi Meir. They'll set it up like Rabbi Meir. If you set it up like Rabbi Meir, then I'll call him Mishanim, Matbeah, Shetabu Chachamim. If you change any of the principles of Chachamim laid out in the, what should be the paradigm or the topos of a such a get, then Hatam Avlad Mamzer. By Shalom Akos, the blood's going to be a Mamzer, Hakha Avlad Kosher, but over here the blood will be Kosher. Right, so again, the Gemara is trying to establish why in these three instances of issues where we saw a get, which is get Yashan, get Kereach, and a get of Shalom Malchus, those three Takanas, why are they not mentioned in our Mishnah? So the Gemara differentiates in each of these cases, either because in the other cases, right, there's a demand that you get divorced, and over here there is no demand to get divorced. In the other cases, the blood is a mamzer, over here the blood is a kosher. or the possibility that there's such a differentiation between these Mishnayot. Now the Gemara wants to know Minyana Dereisha. Our Mishnah quotes twice the number that there are three Gittin. So the Minyana Dereisha comes to Limute Mai. What does that come to exclude? Or Minyana Deseva Limute Mai. Then again, the Mishnah repeats Shlosha Gittin Sulin and repeats it again. What does that come to exclude? So Gemara says Minyana Dereisha Limute Hani Da'ama. The enumeration in the ratio is to exclude these three cases we just mentioned, which are Get Yasham, Get Kereach, and Get Shalom Shalom Malchus. Those three Gittin are excluded. They do not have the same principles as our Mishnah. That's what the first part, or the Shlosha Gittin in the ratio comes to say. Minyana Deseva Limute. What does the enumeration of three Gittin and the Seva come to exclude? At the time, the price that we have, and maybe Get Mimidina Sayam, person who brings a Get from overseas, Natnula, Velo Amar La, Bitne, Ay Nechta, Bofane Nechta, he doesn't say when he gives the Get, when he presents the Get to the woman, he doesn't say, Bofane Nechta, Bofane Nechta, Yotzi, that if a woman marries with such a Get, they must divorce. Rablad Mamser, Dibe Rabbi Meir, and the Vlad Mamser, that's where Meir says, but it's not a mamzer. What should he do? It's lena heimena. He should take it from her. The yachzer v'yitnena labifaneishnaim, and then he represents it to the woman in front of two eidim. But yomar v'fane nechtav u'fane nechtam. Right, so that he'll come and say that v'fane nechtav u'fane nechtam. So what's the difference between why is this excluded from our case or in the cases of our Mishnah? Because as opposed to the cases in our Mishnah, this get has a way to rectify the problem. Right? Even according to Rabbi Meir, you can rectify this get by representing it and saying and you can then use this get with hatchila. Suppose the cases in our Mishnah, once this get is given this way, there's no way to rectify the get without rewriting the get or having new signatures on it. Here, all you have to do is represent the get and say, and therefore he can rectify it. So that's what the exclusion in the safer remission of Shlosha Gittin is. Again, the ratio says three Gittin and not others. So what does that exclude? It excludes Get Kereach, Get of Shalom Malchus, and Get of Yashan. And then the safer, the Shlosha Gittin, comes to exclude this case of when you give a Get you didn't say Bufani Nechta Ben Achdam, according to Rabbi Meir, the Vlad's mom, so it already differentiates it from it. But even according to the Chachamim, and even Rabbi Meir, you can't rectify such a Get, which is not true of the Gittin in our Mishnah. So that's my next.
We fix it as if it's retroactively, or the
I assume it would fix it retroactively, because otherwise you have a new, you can't do that. I mean, he has to come with the koach that the Kabbalah originally gave him, and that's the dating of the Get. So I would assume that it fixes. Okay. This is next piece of Mishnah, the first case, which is if it's written in his handwriting, and there are no edim on the get. What's it said? So Amar Rav, Rav says Ktav Yado Sheninu. This is only in the case where it's his handwriting. So what does it mean? When Rav says it's only his handwriting, ahai, which is the case in the Mishnah that he's referring to. He's talking about the first case, which says that it's his handwriting and there's no edim. Shita. Of course it has to be his handwriting. Ktav Yado Tani. That's the only saving grace that you get, is that it's in his handwriting. There's no edim on it. There's nothing else on this get. Elements of Yosos. You can say it's the middle case in the Mishnah. Bari Yeshal of edim. The middle case in the Mishnah says there are edim on it. So what do we need to tell the other? It can be written by anybody. As long as it's signed properly, which it is in this case, why do we care who wrote the get? It must be the third case in the Mishnah. What is the third case in the Mishnah? The third case in the Mishnah is Yeshal Zman. It's dated. Vein Boela Edecha. And it only has one aid on the document. So now, Dapko, when it has only one aid in the document, Dapko Ktav Yado. That's only when it's his handwriting, the aid and one aid. About Ktav Sofer, but if it's written by a Sofer, and there's only one aid signed on it, lo. That will not be the case. So now, you have to ask the question, if the ratio of the first case in the Mishnah was already Ktav Yado, no aid, then that's valid. Then Ktav Yado with one aid, of course it's valid. So Rashi points out over here, what does that mean? That comes to teach us that this third case comes to teach us that you may not marry the Chachila was such a get. I mean, that get is still only kosher b'di'evit. So, I mean, you would have thought that Ktav Yado with no edim, that's a b'di'evit get. But with one aid, that's already a totally valid get. So it comes along, the Mishnah tells you, no, even this third case is not a valid get of Chachila, but only b'di'evit. So therefore, Rabbi Rav explains the Mishnah. The Mishnah is always talking about his own handwriting. That's what actually makes it a kosher guess. The 8 or 1/8 is irrelevant here. The only reason we mention the case of the 1/8 is to teach you that even in the case where there's 1/8 on the get, that doesn't help you or doesn't make it any better. It's still only a get b'diavad, not the chatchila. Shmuel argues on Rav and says, "Amar afilu ktav sofer b'eid." Shmuel says, "No, the case is different. The ktav, the case, the third case of Mishnah is different. It's a case where you have a sofer signed and there's only 1/8 signed on the get." Shari Shaninu, because we have a Mishnah that's later on, right? We have this that says ktav sofer b'eid kasher. When we're talking about ktav sofer, when you have a sofer's handwriting and 1/8, it's a kasher get. So now, what does Rav do with this? What does Rav do with this Mishnah? He has to explain that Mishnah, and we did this earlier on in the Masechta. We did this on Samach Bav. But that you have to explain that Mishnah like Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah says when it says ktav sofer ve'eid kasher, it means chatimas sofer. Is it the sofer signed on it plus an eid, 1/8 signed on it? So there are actually two signatories in that case, and that's why that get is kosher according to Rav. According to Shmuel, it supports his position in this Mishnah that when you have a ktav sofer and 1/8, then it's a kosher get. Actually, we'll see. Rav, midomi. How can you compare the Mishnah further on to our Mishnah over here? Hotem tinase the katkila. Right over there, the Mishnah says it's kosher. You can marry a katkila. Over here it's b'di'evit. So your question, Joel, Shmuel, what's Shmuel going to do with this, right? Lo kasha, hab sifra de mova, hab sifra de lo mova. There is a difference in the sofer, right? There's a sofer mova and there's a sofer de lo mova. Where's mova? Means not that it's his regular sofer, but a sofer we know who knows the halachos really well. The sofer knows the halachos really well would not sign the get unless he's specifically instructed by the husband. So therefore, in a case where it's a sofer that's mova, then we say if the sofer signed it and 1/8, we know it's because you get the katkila, because we know then that the sofer was instructed to sign such a get. The Hashifah Glomopah, our case of here, and our mission is a case where it's a sofer that's not well established necessarily in the lachos of get. Like you're saying, anybody could have written a get. So in that case, when he signs a get, we don't say that he was necessarily instructed by the husband to sign the get, and that failure is what makes this get only b'di'evin and not with katkila.
That he wrote the get, doesn't mean that he got the instructions from God.
Yes. To write the get,
which happened as a disciple.
Exactly. Right, so it's when we say klap sofer, right, we mean that he's considered as if signed it because of his writing of the get. We got the instruction. Chenam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says such a similar thing or same position as Shmuel. I'm sorry. No, when it says the Chenam Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan also had like Rav. I'm sorry, mistaken. The Chenam Rabbi Yochanan that he had like Rav, and we say klap yado. The klap sofer, the fly would be a mamzer. I'm sorry. When it says the Chenam Rabbi Yochanan, that's the position of Rav, not the position of Shmuel. So I'm a little bit lost. Are you still of Edim? Right. If there's a case where we have Edim. So what does that mean? Hari Yisrael Eidim, there are Eidim. So Amalei HaSeifa, he says that that's the case of the Seifa. When you say Yisrael Eidim, what case was he talking about the Mishnah? You're talking about the last case of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, you know, no, he got it all wrong. When he says, Ktav Yado, before we said about Rav, Rav says that the Mishnah must be a case of Ktav Yado, right? And then we say, well, it's not the Risha, it's not the Mitzvah, not the Seif, it has to be the Seifa case. So Rabbi Lazar also heard this statement from the Yochanan and said, oh my gosh, if he's talking about the middle case, there ain't him on the case. So how could it be? So that's what he says, I'm ready, there is love Eidim. So I'm like, Seifa, you got a mistake. Like, you made a mistake. Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, when they say Ktav Yado, they're talking about the third case of the Mishnah, and therefore there are no Eidim involved here. Now, this is the Machlokes we've discussed, we hinted to in the Mishnah. Zimnen Amarav Teitzei, Zimnen Amarav Lo Teitzei. Rav sometimes said that when you marry with such a get, you must get divorced. Other times he said that you do not need to get divorced when you marry with such a get. What is the case? Ema Banim Teitzei. If they don't have children yet, right, then Hakei said, I'm sorry, Yishla Banim Lo Teitzei. If they do not, if they have children already, then there is no divorce because that'll cast aspersions on the children. Whereas Ema Banim, if they have not yet had any children, then we say Teitzei, we have forced them to have a divorce. In all these instances where you have a suffix condition, suffix condition, below you mitzia bot. So the case here where we have an erva that is married to a brother, right, and therefore they can't perform evil, but there's also a co-wife involved here. So if you have a co-wife involved, right, the co-wife goes free because of the erva that is married to the brother. What happens if there is some suffix with regards to the erva? If the erva, we're not sure she's really married to the brother, either because there's a sefik kedushin or there was a sefik kedushin. In that instance, the co-wife now needs to do something in order to, because of the sefik. So you can't be miyabim because maybe maybe the erva is married to him. If the erva is married to him, then it pogea the eshet achid. Then you can't marry him. That'd be all right. So what we do, we say she must get chalitza. She must perform chalitza in order to release her in case, right? The erva is not really married here. So ketia, what's the ketia? Suffik kedushin. What's the ketia? Suffik kedushin. Dark law kedushin. Suffik korov law. Suffik korov law. And it's a suffik when he threw the kedushin. Was it closer to him or closer to her? And was it a valid kedushin? Zich suffik kedushin. Suffik Yerushin, in the case of Suffik Yerushin, Kata Bichtab Yado, Bein Alav Edim. What's the case of Suffik Yerushin? It's a case where it's written in his handwriting, and there are no Edim on it. Yesh Alav Edim, Bein Bozman. Or it has Edim, that dating. Yesh Bozman, Bein Boel Eidechad. Or it has an Edizman, doesn't have an Eidechad. Or it's a Suffik Yerushin. This is all the cases of our Mishnah. And what do we call it? We call it Suffik Yerushin. V'yamart lo teitze, if you think that a woman in such an instance doesn't have to get divorced, tzareta, atyali b'yume, then what's going to happen? The co-wife is going to go ahead and perform yibum. So Gemara says, well, tijabim, let her go ahead, v'yamukachkum. Right? What's the problem here? All we're talking about is a chashasha d'rabbonon here. Why? Because these gittin over here are kosher gittin midoraisa. Then in a Torah, you have a kosher get over here. In all these cases of the Suffik Yerushin, the cases of our Mishnah, if a kosher get Midoraisa, it's only Midorabonon that we say these are invalid gets. So what's your fear? According to Rav, who says what? That there's a possibility of Lotetze, or there's a possibility, right, that you can remain married. If in that case, then what? Then we're going to have a tzarata atyali b'yume. The tzara is going to think that this was a right a valid gift, right? And then they're going to go ahead and she's going to perform yibum over here. So Gemara says, well, okay. You mean if that's the problem, then what's the worst scenario? If she performs yibum, they had a valid gift midoraisa. So if they had a valid gift midoraisa, the erva is not married to this man. If the erva is not married to this man, then the co-wife would have to perform yibum. That the worst scenario, she is good what she's supposed to do in a Torah. So we're only talking about a chashash to Rabbanon, this is a psul in the get, that's a psul in the get. Then we tell her two chalitz in that ibum, but if she does violate it and perform ibum, right there we're not going to worry about it because right, that's not a problem. Very good. So Tosus asks you a question, and the Gemara over there is Medayik from that, that there's a difference in the din between Suffik Yerushin and Suffik Kedushin. So yes, yeah, Tosus says it's Gemara Yevamos, we're not want to get into it so much today, but it's a good question, and Tosus here addresses in the Gemara there, it's Medayik because of that, that there is something different. Okay, so now, Levi Amar, Lolam Lo Teitzei. Levi says that you do not have to get divorced when you marry such a get, as opposed to Rav, who says you do when there are no children involved. And in all these instances, you do not need to get divorced. Or Demin Chaifa is the other gears here. Haki Amar Bukon, this is what your father said, Lolam Lo Teitzei. In all these Gittin and permission, you do not have to get divorced. Alright, that's one of the statements that he made. The Karatzit Shiva Amir Inuposel to make Khatat. And this type of bird that lives in the around the Amirim, around the piles, the piles of grain, that it's not posel to make Khatat. When it drinks from waters of the Paraduma, it's not posel it. Why? Because what we're afraid of is when animals drink from the water, then when they're lapping up the water, they'll actually let some of their saliva come back in and they'll be posel to make Khatat. This type of bird that drinks is able to drink without it sucks up the water and doesn't let anything come back into the water. So my karatzit, what is this bird? Amarbaya didbata. It's a didbata, which I'm not, again, it wasn't clear to me what this bird was. Right, the Beni Kipe that lives among the Amirim, among the piles. So it's a
large fly.
A large fly. Okay, thank you. Meitiv Rav Daniel Bar Katina, kol ofot psulim posel b'mechatat mechutz min hayona. That all ofot who drink from the mechatat are posel the mechatat because they somehow allow some of their saliva or allow something to come back into the mechatat, except for the yona, because shemineishu motzetz it, because it sucks up the water, it almost like does it like a straw. The im ita nitnei chutz min hayona v'karatzit. Right, so why don't you, if that's the case, then why don't you say, except for a yona and karatzit, where it says, lo psikale. It's different, because when it comes to a, right, if it comes to the yona, right, there's a difference, because it's not always that it's this case. When it's a large, of a large size, then it is not poselet. But when it is a smaller size, it is poselet. Bad kama, when is it considered? When is the crossover between the small size and the big size? So Amar Rav Yirmi, Rav Yitzchak Amar Rabbi, and Kzayis. When it reaches the level of Kzayis. So since the halacha was not definitive in this case, that's why it's not included, as opposed to the case by the Yonah, where it was considered definitive, and that's why it's not included in the Mishnah. So far we've had three gittin, psulim. We try to say why they are different than other cases that excluded three cases that we have get yashan, get kireah, and the case of shalom alchus. Also exclude the case of b'fanei nechtam and b'fanei nechtam. Then we had machlokes between Levi and Rabbi Shmuel, which is ketav yado in our Mishnah. Is ketav yado and 1/8? Does that mean his handwriting and 1/8? That's Rabbi's position. Or we have Shmuel's position, which says that it's ketav sofer and 1/8. Right? If that's the case, what's the difference? We have a Mishnah further on that says ketav, that if it's ketav sofer and 1/8, it's a totally kosher get. So Rabbi will have to learn that, like Rabbi Yirmiyah, that it talks about chatam sofer over there, saying that the sofer actually signed on it plus 1/8, and that's why it's kosher ketav tefila. Over here, you don't have a signature. Right? The sofer is not involved at all, because he just, if he wrote the get, it's invalid. Or Shmuel's not to say, no, Shmuel has two halachos now. He has one case where the sofer wrote it, and it's like Zippy signed it, and 1/8, and over there you have the ketav sofer and 1/8, and it's kosher l'chatchila. So we said we differentiate between a sofer mukhaf and a sofer shein mukhaf. If it's an expert sofer, he would only do this if the Baal told him to do it, then we say it's a valid signature, and it's a valid get l'chatchila. In the case we have a sofer in a mukhaf, which isn't so versed in halachos, we say we're not clear whether the sofer did this on his own volition, or didn't get clear instructions to sign on it from the Baal. So in that instance, it would only be a kosher get, did the Eved. Now the last machlokes we just talked about was the machlokes between Rav and Levi. Rav says that in this instance, when you have these three gittin, that chatzchila, you shouldn't marry with such a get, and if you do marry, you should divorce, unless there are children involved. If there are children involved, we don't want to cast aspersion, but you should divorce a chatzchila. And Levi says, no, that's, but once you marry with such a get, the get is valid. And again, we don't worry about the case of Yibum, because in that case, the valid really is get, is the valid midoraisa. So if the heir was divorced, then the co-wife should have done Yibum, so we don't worry. She goes in and performs Yibum, what's the worst case? That they kept the midoraisa. And that's not a problem. Right now we're going to move on. Yeah, the next question is on Rob's side, which says Lotese, plus on Levi's, she says Lotese, and they both answer the same way. And it's only a stretch to Rabban, and there's no problem with the right, so very good. Right now, the last thing we're going to deal with here is the Lotese's opinion in the Mishnah, who the Lotese is like. And we've discussed this earlier in Masechta. We'll get through this quickly. The Gemara reads quickly, and then we'll just say out some, speak out some of the Rishonim here. I'm going to use a Rabba Lotese for Lotese with Gitin. The Lotese like Rabba Lotese and Gitin. And Shmuel says that the halacha of Rav Lazar, even b'shtarot, that eidim is sirakarte and not eidim chatima. Rav Sarah b'shtarot, lo, does Rav really believe that b'shtarot, that it is not halachayim? Hartani. Doesn't our mission say, go b'min chatim shubadim? Are you allowed to take from property that has encumbered property? So you see that even by shtar, Rav Lazar believes that it's good enough. So Rav Lazar tarte. Amar, right? Rav Lazar has two opinions. One is that eidim is sirakarte by a get, and eidim is sirakarte by shtaros. Rav Sarah David Kavate Bechado, or probably Galei Bechado. He agrees to Rav Elazar when it comes to Gittin, that Eidim Sira work, but he does not agree with Rav Elazar when it comes to Shtarot. Chinamar Yavyakov Bar Idom Rav Shub and Levi, Allah of Rav Elazar Begittin, Allah of Rav Elazar Begittin, Rav Yana Amar, Afilu Reach and Get Einbo. According to the Chachamim that who argue on Rav Elazar, if you only have Eidim Sira, his get is so invalid that it doesn't even have a smell of a get. Right? Rav Yana explains to Rav Elazar, Rav Yana doesn't have the opinion of Rav Elazar, the Rabbanan, Afilu Reach and Get Einbo. According to the Rabbanan who argue on Rav Elazar, this is an invalid get, meaning that if you require Eidim Chatim, it's so invalid that it doesn't you never react again. Pin number of Yosef Rabbi Chanina, I'm a race buffy. Right. Exactly. By the time you got there to ask the question, Rav Huna had already passed away. So Rav Huna Amar Lei I'm sorry, not Kamshid, Rav Huna. Amalei Rabba Berei, Rabba Rav Huna's son said to him, Hafi Amar Abba, this is what my father Rav Huna said, Yisrein the Rabba, Elok is Rav Loza Begitin, Elok is like Rav Loza Begitin, Rav Tainu Abakim, but Davar Halakha, Mishum Rav Tainu, Amar Elok to Rav Loza, and also the Rav Tainu, who are Bekim, and Davar Halakha, in the name of Rab, say, Nat Elok is like Rav Loza Begitin, Amar of Kama Barbuya, Amar Rab, you see that, Rav Kama in the name of Rab, Elok to Rav Loza Begitin, and that was Bekim, and Elok was Rav Kama Barbuya, in the name of Rabbeinu, who is the Rab, the locals are close to Bekitin. He could have a Rabbeinu have Bekim in Dabar. Our friends who are Bekim in this, as Baraloka, but Tamidei Rabbeinu, Yishum Rabbeinu, the students of Rab, said in the name of Rab, Amar Aloka to Rabbeinu Bekitin. The locals like Rabbeinu Bekitin, Amar Hiska, Amar Rabbeinu Bekitin. So you see, it's Rav Hiska, now it's a third state generation down, Rav Hiska, in the name of Rabbeinu Bekitin, in the name of Rab, but Aloka is Rabbeinu Bekitin. Chemkiyat Rab, and Amar Aloka, Amar Rab, Aloka. Rabbi Elazar Begitin. Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar Begitin. Now, the fact, what the issue with Rabbi Elazar Begitin. So now, generally, we saw this in Tosfos earlier in the Masechta on Daf Hey, that when we say the halacha is Rabbi Elazar Begitin and by Shtaro, the Eidei Yisira Karte. The major machlokas in the Mishonim is what happens according to Rabbi Elazar if you use Eidei Chatima. Said early on, Tosfos believes that when you say Eidei Yisira Karte, that means Eidei Yisira and nothing else. Eidei Chatima cannot replace Eidei Yisira. Yisira is what's Karte. Eidei Chatima are all and therefore the Eidim time to get to get is invalid unless there are Eidim Yisira here, or the Shtar is invalid unless there are Eidim Yisira here. The Rif, on the other hand, believes no. The Rav Elazar is one or the other. Either you have Eidim Yisira, or you have Eidim Chatima. And either one validates the get. Either Eidim Yisira or Eidim Chatima are both validations of the get. The Chatima, we want you to do Eidim Yisira, because that's the right way to do it, and we have you sign on the get when there are Eidim Yisira because of Tikkun Olam. But, nevertheless, either way, if you had Eidim Yisira and Eidim Chatima, it would be a valid get. It's a major machlokes that we've shown him, has a major nachkamina of the lachlo. When you have a star, you have a document that has Eidim Chatima, but no Eidim Yisira. According to Tosfos, that's a puzzle get, because we pass like Rav Elazar, you need Eidim Yisira. According to the Rif, when we pass from Rav Elazar, it means that even Eidim Yisira work, but not that Eidim Chatima are invalid, they could work as well, and therefore that would be a valid get or a valid star. Right. Two people sent. They had the same name, same everything, and they sent their gifts to their wives. We did Darbun, and they got mixed up. No change name the zoo. Which name the zoo? You have to give both gittin to each wife in order that they get the right together. If one of these gittin is lost, the second one's useless or invalid because we don't know which woman this get belongs to. Five gittin that were written in one big get. Each plony migration plony. Plony plony. Did it all in one shot. Right, and the eighth are signed all below. They're all kishrim. You have to hand this document to each woman. If each get is written separately, right, they're separated out. Whichever one the eidim are read with, which means the last one, that's a kosher get. Whatever is above is meaningless. Saman Tama, who's the author of our Mishnah? I'm Rabbi Rabbalok Rabbi Lazar. Obviously, Rabbi Lazar is not the author of our Mishnah. He Rabbi Lazar came into Amar Eidim Yisira Karte, because he says Eidim Yisira Karte. Halo Yadeh, but I mean, I would come to Garsho. We don't know which woman he's divorcing over here, because he has two gittin. If he hands both of them to the woman, we don't know which yet the Eidim Yisira are looking at. They don't know which yet is doing the job over here. Abaya Maratim Tamer Rabbi Lazar. Even say Rabbi Lazar. Amen. The boy Rabbi Lazar Ketiba Lishma. We know that Rabbi Lazar requires Ketiba Lishma because that's my whole team with the mayor Rabbi Lazar. When it says the cutoff in the Torah, what does the cutoff mean? According to Rabbi Mayor, cutoff means the signatures of the Eden. According to Rabbi Lazar, no, cutoff doesn't mean signatures of the Eden because Eden is your character. So what does cutoff mean? Cutoff means you must write to get the Shema, which Rabbi Mayor doesn't have that requirement to get the Shema. So when we say that you have to write to get the Shema, who says the Netina Lishma Bibai? Who says that the Netina must be given for this specific woman? And if it's written for this specific woman, later on if it's given, it doesn't have to be given the Shema. So even according to Rabbi Lazar, if you have two Gittin that are here, and you hand both of them to the woman, if it was written the Shema, and you have Eden Seer witnessing that two Gittin, one of the proper gets being given to this woman, that should be a valid get, even according to Rabbi Lazar. Okay, we'll stop over here.